New Testament Christianity is on the air. This gospel broadcast is designed to exalt Jesus Christ in original biblical Christianity. It is our desire to have no creed but Christ and no book but the Bible. And now, your evangelist Ray Bennett of Delmarva Evangelism, Mr. Bennett.
Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, "There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." The Bible says in the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew, as Jesus was talking to Peter and they were speaking about things concerning the kingdom, Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The Bible says in Revelation chapter 22 that we're not to add to or take away from the revelation, from the scriptures which we have so clearly revealed unto us on the pages of the Word of God. The Bible says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." The Holy Bible says in Psalms 119, verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Bible believers around the world, and we send greetings to all of you, it makes a difference what you believe. You can't be saved by following your conscience. You must go by the conscience of the Word of God. You can't be saved by following your heart and the feelings of your heart, because the Bible says the heart is desperately wicked above all things. You must not go and depend on salvation as it's pleasing to the heart, but salvation that's pleasing to God as it's found on the pages of the Word of God. You're not saved by following your conscience. You might have a completely clear conscience in religion, but you're not saved by your conscience. You're saved by Christ. You're saved by the power of God. You're saved by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the only way you know that you're saved according to the power of the Word of God is to get into the Word of God and study to show yourselves approved unto God. Around the world, people have a problem with the situation of salvation. Many are depending on their feeling. If it feels good, then I've got to be saved. If I had some kind of an experience, then it must come from God. But not all experiences, even religious experiences, necessarily come from God. That which comes from God is what we find written on the pages of the Word of Almighty God. I want to ask everyone today a very personal question. You might be listening during the week. You might be listening on the weekend. You might be listening in the United States of America, the home base for this broadcast ministry. You might be listening in Western Europe. And also, we're thankful to be broadcasting into Africa beginning December the 6th. And so wherever you're tuning in on this broadcast, the islands of the world are ships at sea. The thing that we must be certain of is our salvation. There's things that we must be sure of, and the Bible teaches us how we can be sure. You're not sure by following the traditional denominations of the past. You're not saved by following the whims and the dictates of religious prelates and organizations. You're only saved by going to the Word of God and studying the Bible and doing what the Bible says you have to do in order to be saved. And so the question we're asking you today is, are you sure? There's a powerful passage in 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 5. The Apostle Peter said, "And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness." In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7, "And to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity or love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins." Notice verse 10. "Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall." Let me read 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10 again. Powerful, powerful words from the Holy Spirit, straight from the throne room of God. Quote, "Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." These are powerful, piercing words that provoke much thought in our hearts. The Bible says, "Give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall." There's a month's preaching in this one passage of Scripture. The Bible says we must give diligence about this thing called salvation. We must give diligence to make sure that our calling is an election. And so God has caused you to realize that you are responsible for doing what God's Word says you must do in order to be saved. What does it mean when the Bible says, give diligence to make your calling and election sure? That word diligence means we must be extremely serious about our salvation. We must be serious enough not to take the bishop's word for it, or the deacon's word for it, or the pope's word for it, or the prelate's word for it, or the president's word for it, or the pastor's word for it. My friends, we're not saved by following what some religious leader would tell us, unless he's telling us the truth. But we need to know the truth. We need to make sure our salvation is hanging in the balance. And we're not saved by what sounds good or feels good or what we think is right. We're saved by following and obeying the Word of God. That's why the Bible says, give diligence, extreme care. You need to be so serious, as it were, that the hair stands right up on the back of your neck, thinking about the possibility of not being saved, and then get into the Word of God and find out what you have to do to be saved. The Scripture says, not only give diligence, but it says, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. You hear people say, you don't have anything to do with your own salvation. You have much to do with your salvation. You can't save yourself by yourself, but you can't be saved through the blood of Jesus Christ without yourself, without obeying the Lord, without your commitment. And you have something to do to make sure that you're saved. You have something to do to make sure that you're a part of the election. Listen to what the Bible plainly says. "Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure." And then it says, after you're supposed to work, you're supposed to deal seriously with this thought of salvation, and you are supposed to make sure of your salvation. God has done His part. Almighty God sent His Son into the world to save sinners. God has done His part. Now you have to do your part. The Bible says in James chapter 1 that faith without works is dead. The Bible teaches that Abraham was justified by works and not by faith only. And so this faith-only doctrine, where it's taught that all you have to do is raise your hand and say, "I believe," that is not taught on the pages of the Word of God. It's very popular in America and probably in many nations around the world where false doctrine has been preached. But the Bible says, by works a man is justified and not by faith alone. And so God says that you need to be diligent to make your calling and election sure. Make sure that you're saved. Make sure that your sins have been washed away. Make sure that you have obeyed Bible faith. Make sure you've done what God has told you to do. Number one, are you sure you have Bible faith? It is absolutely essential to have Bible faith in order to be saved. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5 that we're justified by faith. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. But the other side of that coin is not preached around the world today. The other side of the coin of faith has caused people to be confused about this subject of faith. The Bible says, in the book of James chapter 2 and verse 17, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, thou hast works. You may say, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. You do well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? Then in verse 23, and the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Someone says, if that is true, and it is, it's the Word of God, what does it mean when the Bible talks about we're not justified by works? Friends, we're not justified by the works of the law. If you'll check those passages, it's talking basically about the law of Moses. We're not justified or saved by the law of Moses. We're saved by faith. We're justified through faith in Jesus Christ. And that faith includes works. It includes commitment. It includes dedication. And so therefore, when the teaching is prevalent that you're saved by faith only, that is a false prevalent teaching. You're not saved by simply raising your hand and saying, I believe. The devils believe and tremble. The Bible says Abraham was justified by works. And so therefore, by works, a man is justified, and not by faith only. The only time faith only is used in the Scriptures, it states that a man is not justified by faith only. There's no way you can demonstrate your faith except by works. It is impossible to have faith or demonstrate faith or show that you have faith without works. And so as the Apostle Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. On this broadcast and on all of these broadcasts, we end up by reminding people of the biblical plan of salvation. In our next number, next week, we'll continue in this mini-series on Are You Sure? Get your pastor, get your minister, get your bishop, get anyone that might be interested in learning the truth from the Word of God to tune in to New Testament Christianity. We believe in no creed but Christ, no book but the Bible. We believe in calling Bible things by Bible names. And Jesus said, as he gave the Great Commission, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Peter said, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Obey the gospel. Turn to the Word of God. Make sure of your calling. Make your calling and election sure, and you do have something to do with it. The churches of Christ salute you. Tune in next week. Let's close with prayer. Father, we thank Thee for the opportunity of preaching the gospel in many sections of the world. And we pray that people will sincerely search the truth, search the Scriptures to see whether what we're preaching is true, and help us to preach the truth and help people to come out of sectarianism and modernism and denominationalism and take the Bible only and be Christians only. Father, we pray for Christian unity based on the teachings of the Word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to New Testament Christianity, a non-denominational, Bible-centered broadcast designed to promote the one Lord, one faith, and one baptism of the Word of God. Tune in next week for more Heaven High, Hell Deep, and Worldwide Shotgun Barrel Straight Preaching. Address all correspondence to Raymond S. Bennett, P.O. Box 1507, Millsboro, Delaware 19966, or call 302-542-3744.